The LC13A is a flush-mounted, single electrical socket with earthing and two additional USB ports for powering and charging mobile devices. Its dimensions, width 8.4 by 8.4 centimeters, depth 4 centimeters, allow it to be easily installed in most 560mm boxes. In this topic, I will test how it is built and investigate how hot it will get when operating under full load. I'll show the results in the form of thermal imaging camera images, so we'll also see which components heat up the most. Indeed, this product is slightly deeper than typical sockets. It is worth checking the box before buying. Unscrew the screw to remove the front panel. There are vents in the case, but I don't think they provide much. After all, it's sealed in a box anyway. The back of the case is on hooks. Let's take a look inside. The whole thing is cleverly built with two boards and deep USB ports. The manufacturer has made an effort to pack this efficiently into the available space. Inside is a small power supply in flyback topology. The PCB is signed LB1223BD-USB, but you can't see the chip markings. This will need to be unsoldered. After unsoldering, you can see an interesting design. Here we have on one side a path instead of a fuse and a rectifier bridge, and on the other side USB ports and a capacitor for 6.3V. This is connected by a CY capacitor. The distance between the hot and cold side is a little worrying. It's only a few millimeters. On the other side of the PCB, we have two ICs, a PL3368 inverter controller and a 45R25P synchronous rectifier. After visual inspection, I soldered the whole thing back together. Time for a load test. Up to 2.3 amps at 5.1 volts can be drawn. The thermal imaging shows nicely how even the warm air from the LD35 artificial load warms the tabletop. Now the most interesting thing, the transformer heats up quite a bit, up to 70 degrees Celsius. The inverter controller tops it, reaching 80 degrees Celsius. In summary, the socket does its job, although the USB does not offer the QC standard support required by most modern devices. And in addition, it gets quite hot, potentially even hotter than my test showed, as I tested with the case removed and outside the box. The construction inside is quite economical. I was a little concerned by the small distance between the mains voltage side and the low voltage secondary. It was also interesting to see how the transformer is built, but I didn't want to dismantle it. Do you use this type of socket with extra USBs?